are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so I guess it's Cyber Shopping Monday, right? Everybody's supposed to be now online cyber shopping. I apologize. I haven't looked at the price changes to see if I've noticed prices go up. And I think the reason why I hesitated on that this weekend was because I didn't want to ruin it for you guys. A lot of you had decided to wait until today to start shopping online, which even though we know that many companies already had sales and specials, you know how they'll send you coupon codes, etc. And I just don't want to ruin it for you. I kind of am a little jaded by having been screwed over with holiday shopping in the past and getting caught up in the Black Friday type purchasing where I actually, pay more than if I had just purchased right prior, that I really shouldn't extend that to you guys. This is a very happy time. Some of you don't care that you're paying more, so there's no reason to talk about it, okay? There are doorbusters. Mind you, when I was driving back from California yesterday, we saw a lot of you, with TVs in the car, etc. So the doorbusters are pretty good. I think you will get a lot of deals. You will get a lot of specials. But, there's a lot of tips you could do to shopping online. And what's very, very interesting is how we're hearing, even though Black Friday did really, really well, we're hearing that Black Friday and this Thanksgiving weekend didn't do as well as you would think. And it isn't so much about weather. Overall, weather was pretty good throughout the United States. And I think what we're starting to see is more of a movement towards computer. You know, people like to be at home. So look at the movie industry. You know, I was driving by a shopping center, and there was a Blockbuster saying closing this location, meaning not all the locations, but that one particular location, Blockbuster, was closing. Now, I don't know what's been happening with Blockbuster any more than you do, but Blockbuster is where you could rent movies. Well, less people now go to rent a movie. They're getting Netflix. My mom's internet went down. She was freaking out because she couldn't get her Netflix. But people are able to watch movies on their internet, on their computers at home. And so you have less of a market now for, you know, DVDs. I mean, remember, VCRs left. I think my father-in-law had said the average digital media or the digital storage media, you know, never really lasts longer than 20 years, 25 years. They got a point. I mean, VHS tapes, those are a thing of the past. And DVDs are going to be a thing of the past. I mean, you know, things are changing. Well, is Black Friday and the idea of Black Friday changing? Now, there's always good and bad whenever you see the cycle of things, assuming that we're in a democratic, capitalistic type of environment where you have supply and demand, et cetera, not the government running everything. But, you know, if you could get sales now, let's say online, and you could price shop because all you have to do is hit the shopping. You know when you go to Google, you have Google News and you have Google Images and you have shopping. So you type in what you want. I just found this year. I had no idea this existed. You shop for what you want. Let's say it's an Xbox 360. All right. You type that in and you go shopping. And it'll list, you know, what's out there. It'll list whether, you know, you can get it for $179.99 versus $249.99, then you just pick the cheapest and you shop. So, you know, what's interesting about that is now we have a little bit more control as consumers. Okay, we're getting screwed less because we are able to now do our homework. All right, that's great. All right, but then on the flip side, these department stores are getting hurt. These companies are getting hurt. Now, some of you will say, you know, I really don't cry a river for these big companies. But, you know, I was in Barstow, California, right? And I was asking where a lot of these people, you know, work, et cetera. You know, because there's some, you know, there's Calico Ghost Town, and there's some tourist attractions, et cetera. Yeah, in Barstow, California, right? And, you know, our waitress had said, well, Walmart employs a lot of people out here. Remember, we do need companies. We do need big companies, just like we need pharmaceutical companies. I know a lot of you don't think we do, but some big business is extremely needed and necessary for our economy. So, getting back to it. Okay, so now we have people doing more of the cyber shopping. Whether they wait for Cyber Monday like today or not, we have more people cyber shopping. Well, then less people are going to be going into businesses. So what are we seeing businesses do? Well, again, supply and demand. What they're doing now is they're being open on Thanksgiving Day. All right, so now what are they doing? They're increasing their hours. What also are they doing? They're trying to have cheaper prices. They're trying to convince us that if you go to their store, it'll be cheaper. And they're also competing now online. So you could buy Walmart online. You could buy from Best Buy online. Now, the only thing that stinks is the online stores may not, shall we say, employ as much as actual retail stores. I don't want Walmart to close down and just be an online store. True, you need people to pack and ship and answer phones. I get that. But I want those businesses to be out there. What happens if we become a society that doesn't want to get off our butts and shop? You know, you could even shop. I guess Albertsons in our area, you could order online and have it come to your house. So you can order your groceries online. You don't even have to go out. None of us need to leave the house. You also wonder what the ramifications are of us not getting any vitamin D or getting any sun exposure. True, we need to protect ourselves from the sun because of melanoma, but you wonder. I mean, we're not leaving our house. We could shop, get groceries. Some of you are like, well, wait a second. You got to leave the house because you got to get gas. Well, wait a second. Do you need gas if you're doing everything from your house? I have a patient that probably only leaves her house once a week. They work from home, groceries get delivered, they shop from home, they communicate from home, they don't even need to send letters. They do that by email. People are not leaving their homes. Now, how could that help economy? Well, then people may want more niceties in their house. You know, maybe people, I don't know, I really don't know. I could not imagine a life where I didn't leave the house. I couldn't imagine that. But there's always a cycle, if you notice that. Everything, there's a circle of life. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair?
Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials. Very tragic weekend as we hear of the death of actor Paul Walker, as well as the New York train derailment that thus far has killed 4 and injured others. When we look at the Paul Walker's death, it's very frightening what had happened. He's only 40 years old, and I guess he was in his 2005 Porsche Carrera GT. And I guess it was driven by his racing team partner. It had slammed into a light pole and burst into flames. And they think that maybe another car was at the scene and that drag racing could have played a possible factor. This is being reported by CNN News. They say, naturally, from an investigative standpoint, we need to find out if that is one of the issues. Even if drag racing was not involved, investigators look at the possibility that another car veered in front of the Porsche and caused the crash. Now, of course, many people have been weighing in. Apparently, Jim Torp, who is a car enthusiast who was at a charity event, I guess that Walker had attended, and from what I understand, he also heard the blast. He said he heard a blast in the distance before the car slammed, into a light pole. He said what the first explosion was, I don't know if their tire blew up because it sounded like a tire blew on the car. They said tire skid marks on the asphalt near the crash site indicate a car was doing donut spins. They're also looking at that, I guess. It has not been concluded if that is related to the Walker wreck or not. I mean, I'm sure they could figure out if those are samples from his car or not. They believe Roger Rodas was the one driving. He had died in the wreck as well. The Los Angeles coroner has not been able to identify the remains of the two people pulled from the car. Dental records, of course, being used. But you see something like this, and it is just so tragic. I think Ryan Dunn from Jackass had been driving, runs into a tree. From what we understand, he was at high speeds as well. Of course, there's now all this talk whether, you know, was it the speed? Was it a drag racing? You know, it's tragic nonetheless. But I mean, if there was drag racing involved and people, I've always been kind of confused at these speeds of cars, when people say, I could go 0 to 90 in, 5 seconds or whatever. All right? Because wherever I've lived, I've never really lived rural. I live in a city. And there is nowhere in the city I live that you could very comfortably drive that. And so, if I ever did make the money where I could buy a car that was that fast and have that much turbo and power and speed, it would almost be like, like a piece of chocolate that you're not allowed to touch till next Christmas. You can't use it. I know a lot of people out there that have fancy cars and they're able to, enjoy the, I'm not really comfortable speeding along a highway that you have to, in 50 feet, slam on your brakes for the light again. From what I understand, this happened on a regular street. And so I just don't get it. Now, I get how cool it is if all the lights are going to be green. And I think some of you out there know how to figure that out. You know if the lights are going to be green, etc. But for me, I've just never been able to enjoy it. I would rather be on a highway, right, knowing it's open road and driving fast than out in a regular city. And so I don't get that. And so, my husband will be like, this is great because I could go from 0 to 6, but why? Same thing with an intersection. You never be the first one in an intersection. So even if you could go 0 to 90 or 0 to 60, whatever, you always need to be the last, or I don't know, the last one, maybe the second or third one, because, where I live and where I've always lived, somebody is always running the red. So if somebody's running the red, if you're the first person in the intersection, you get hit. Not that I want anybody else to get hit, but I always pause and wait. And so a rule of thumb that I was taught by a rheumatologist I was, training under, he said, he teaches his wife always be the last one or the second to the last, second one or whatever in the intersection, never be the first. And it's a good rule to live by. I would rather just say, well, everybody hesitate. If everybody hesitates, then nobody's going to get hit. But the problem also with that is if, everybody takes the rule where, the 5 second rule where we're going to hesitate for 5 seconds, then people running the red light will think that everybody's following that rule and run the red light anyway. So I don't know what the answer is. Scary nonetheless. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thousands of dangerous erection cases seen each year in the ER. This is some scary stuff. Apparently, there are thousands of cases of priapism, where it's an erection that lasts too long and threatens to permanently harm the penis. This is being reported by Drugs.com. Researchers estimated that it costs $124 million a year on average to treat priapism at hospitals. They say we're not talking about a massive problem. It's more common than we thought. I hope that's not a play on words. Dr. Daniel Stein, chief resident with the urology department at the Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine. They say it's not clear how many of these cases are really due to Viagra or other erectile dysfunction drugs, but they say they've seen very few men suffering from these 4-hour plus erections that don't take the Viagra. They say sickle cell disease could actually be responsible for a high number of these cases as well. So science said the researchers launched their study because there's little information about the number of cases of priapism, which has gotten a lot more attention in recent years because of the warnings related to impotence drugs. Remember, Viagra came out, what, 1997, 98? Okay, so we're talking in the last 15 years. All right, we've had these erectile dysfunction medicines now at our fingertips. And unfortunately, with these lack of inhibitory feedback, blood flow can then remain in the penis. That's how these medicines work. They stop the feedback mechanism that will allow the blood to stay there as opposed to the blood going back into the body. And so if the blood doesn't go back and the medicine just continues to block that feedback mechanism, you end up having an engorged penis for a long time. Okay, this could asphyxiate tissue. It could be extremely painful. It's not fun. People make jokes of this all the time, but it's not. It's very uncomfortable. The blood just stagnates there, and, of course, tissues start to die because there's not oxygen getting to the tissue. Now, in the ER, we would just take a large bore needle, and we would just suck out the blood from the corpus cavernosum. There's other things we could do, but for the most part, it's not very easy. In the new study, researchers examined a database of U.S. ER visits from 2006 to 2009. Now, again, we're talking 2006 to 2009. This isn't even, you know, very recent. They estimated that ER docs treat on average 10,000 cases of priapism a year. The average cost is $1,800 for patients treated in the ER and $42,000 for those of you that need to be hospitalized. But they did find that 21% of the patients had sickle cell disease. Now, sickle cell is where the blood cells are sickled. They become deformed. People could have the trait or they could actually have sickle cell disease. And when that happens, you do lose blood flow. And that could also cause issues. The blood in the penis will thicken, may not be able to drain, etc. So it's just one of those things, guys, where, you know, use the lowest dose necessary, but also figure out why you are having erectile issues. I told you one of the strangest cases I had was somebody came in and wanted Viagra. Apparently he sleeps with his wife every morning, but he sleeps with his girlfriend every night. So he has sex 14 times a week and needs Viagra to be able to maintain that type of sexual activity. Now, I told him about the refractory period where, you know, your body does need time to recoup, and many people cannot have another orgasm for a week or two, right, let alone get in the mood, okay, different refractory periods for, you know, different strokes for different folks, okay? But, at that point, trying to have sex 14 times a week, no, I don't think I would risk using the Viagra or the Levitra or et cetera, Cialis. Now, mind you, these medicines overall are very safe. Knock on wood, I've never had a patient who had priapism with, you know, Viagra, et cetera. But, you know, I always give the lowest dose needed. Many people want the higher dose because of, you know, the expense of it. They could crack it in half, et cetera. Many people just take, you know, well, wow. I mean, if, you know, I want to go all night, then I'll take the full dose. Well, again, all night, remember, you're not supposed to have an erection that lasts more than 4 hours. Okay, what is your definition of all night? Are you double dipping? Are you taking a Viagra and then an hour or two later taking another Viagra? What are you guys doing there? Right? And then many of you also will, take your Cialis every day. You have that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday little medicine case, right? And you have the little medicines in there, and you just take it every day. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And and it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freestrikeguide.com. So wise up, shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freestrikeguide.com. Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Trauma Max. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Typhoon Haiyan. Death tolls top 5,200 after the storm smashed the Philippines. This holiday, let's not forget those 13 million homeless without food or clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Youngevity and Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to GCNminerals.com, help feed the Philippines, or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, we were shocked and saddened by the news that a train had derailed in New York. This is a Metro North commuter train that I've ridden on before. It's a beautiful commute, and it's a train used by thousands upon thousands of people as probably this time of year, and as of course on Sunday, people were coming back from probably a holiday weekend with family in southern New York, and unfortunately the train had derailed. This is, I think, the second train derailment within a year. I have to look up, but there was another train that derailed. I don't know how many people were injured on that one, but this one, from what we understand, four people had been killed, multiple people injured with this. The National Transportation Safety Board right now is investigating why seven passenger cars and their locomotive cascaded over the train tracks as they neared the end of a nearly 80-mile commute from Poughkeepsie South to Grand Central Station in New York City, or they were coming, it was coming back down to New York City. The accident killed 4 people, injured 60 others. Unfortunately, they're looking at, I guess there's a, I don't want to call it a black box, but there's supposed to be a recording device that will, event recorder, that'll look at whether, you know, the person, manning the train was hitting the brakes on time, or did he hit the brakes and then it derailed? You know, did he fail to hit the brakes? There were these anecdotal stories of witnesses saying, you know, I thought the train was going too fast as it was coming around this one curve. Right, so they'll be able to tell if this was automotive and mechanical error versus if it was driver error. Now, I was listening to one of the news outlets. I don't know which one. I was in the car, where somebody, I believe, with the NTSB was talking about how at JFK Airport, it's computer-driven. Right? You know, these trains don't necessarily need to be donned or controlled by a human. And, you know, because of human error, of course, you know, we're wondering, I mean, is the National Transportation Safety Board going to want to use non-piloted trains or driven trains? I mean, you know how we talked about how they're working on planes that don't have pilots? I mean, I'm extremely nervous about that. You know, many people go, well, let's die. You know, many things are done automatically now. Okay, you don't need pilots. Computers are able to pick things up. But the reason why you want a human is if something isn't in line, if something is off the par. Like, look at Scully. Look at Captain Scully landing the plane. Was it the East River or the Hudson River? Anyway, landing the plane. I mean, you know, look at that. That is when you need a human. Okay, I'm not ready to throw away, you know, the hope that we could use humans for these things. But apparently this one person being interviewed was talking about how, you know, look, they use computer-driven trains at JFK. Right? We really don't need humans to get rid of human error. So you wonder if people are thinking this was human error. Now, of course, you know, in light of all these stories of people texting and drivers texting, bus drivers texting, pilots falling asleep, the Costa Concordia captain, I guess, I don't know, being distracted by a girl. I mean, if we have any more people, and again, I'm not sure what happened with this commuter train. I mean, it could be mechanical. But with these other instances where it was driver-caused, I mean, if these bozos don't get their act together, we are going to lose jobs and computers are going to take over. Taxi cab drivers are going to have to be, are going to be computers. Bus drivers, computers. I mean, I don't know if I want that. I told you how eerie it was. I was leaving McCarran Airport. This was years ago in Vegas, right as the recession started. And usually there's, I don't know, 5 or 6 people in the toll booth, right? As you're, not so much a toll booth, but, you know, in the booth as you're leaving and you pay, or, you know, you give the automatic ticket and they let you go. Well, this was like right after the recession hit and people were losing jobs. There was only one person and everything else was were machines. Now, I think they've upped it to now 2 people. I'm not sure. I haven't seen it in a while. But I don't think I want computers taking over humans' jobs. Okay, we already have a job crisis now, as it is. But then again, if we can't trust that our driver is going to be screwing around with their, texting and Facebooking and playing games. And, you know, I got to admit, I see the attraction with a lot of these games. Let me tell you something. I'm done with Candy Crush. I think it was a waste of time. And the reason why I'm done with it is because there's a game where you can actually win points, and you could use it for Vegas hotels, Vegas restaurants, etc. All right. Well, once you start to see what you could win with these points, okay, you want to win the points. It's very catchy. It's very incentivizing. And so I even caught myself, right, eating dinner. I always have the phone with me in case the answering service calls me. I caught myself eating dinner, going, and then playing the game. Now, we have a no cell phone rule at the table, so I immediately got rid of it. But I could imagine if here I am with the no cell phone rule at the table talking to my kids who I hardly get to see, reaching for a game. I could just imagine what's happening if somebody you have been waiting to talk to, a girlfriend, a wife, and I mean, what if there's a valid reason for them to want to look at the phone. What if the wife hasn't returned the calls in 2 days and you think they're missing? Or your daughter ran away and all of a sudden you get a call from your daughter while you're driving? I mean, you're going to want to pick up the phone. I get what drives humans. I get that. But truckers, their phones have to be put away. They can't have the cell phone at all on. Their cell phones have to be off. And I believe that's also what, pilots and train operators, they are supposed to abide by the same rules from what I understand, too. All right? Phones are supposed to be off. All right? So, I mean, I'm not saying if anybody is texting, it's all for BS. All right? Because the idea of texting, is very minutiae in and of itself, we think. All right? If it can't wait, it can't wait. But, I could understand how it could be very easy for somebody to be distracted. And so, if that's the case, is this texting world turning us into a world where we're not going to be able to man jobs as humans? I mean, think about it. Who would have ever thought that the concept of text would cause somebody to lose their job? But it will. Everything, it's all a cycle. Everything is in a cycle. I mean, we're watching this Obamacare cycle, which we talked about in the previous hour, right? We're watching this cycle with Black Friday versus Cyber Monday and how stores now, are competing with the Internet, and they're having a hell of a time competing with the Internet because people don't want to leave the house, right? People would rather just order and then have it shipped to their house and wrap the presents so they don't have to go shopping. Leave the house. All right. Everything has a cycle. Texting causes job loss. Right? You have less people working at the phone company. Right? Because now you have less phone operators, even though I know phones were taken over by computers. Right? You have a lot of people, they don't have to now have a secretary. You can just text your boss. Okay? Many bosses don't now need the secretary output that they've had. I mean, there's a variety of things, but, every little thing causes ripple effects. And that's what we're seeing. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you over the break asked me about Paul Walker's car. And if the car could have been an issue, I guess he had brought up the gas tank. I don't know much about Porsches, but my husband had said that. Where with a Porsche, the engine is in the rear and the gas tank is in front. All right? And so I decided to look it up, and I'm looking up now called theimproper.com. And they say the fuel lines run down the middle of the car through the passenger compartment in a tunnel to the engine. The car manufacturer likes to sell the gas tank location as a safety feature. That's because it's in the middle of the car outside what's known as the front end crush zone, the part of the car that's designed to absorb the energy of a front end collision by systematically compacting. But they say that the tank is located where it is because apparently it has to do more with the design issue. So I don't know. I don't know if it's because the gas tank was right there. But that's some scary stuff to see a car blow up. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, I don't watch as much TV as you guys think. You know, it's usually the same shows. Like, I like Game of Thrones and Boardwalk Empire and True Blood. So I watch a lot of the HBO stuff. I'm really into Veep. I think that is funny. I've been watching that with Julia Louis-Dreyfus. I just started watching that. I finally caught up on Breaking Bad. I guess one of you had a question on Walking Dead, and I've been behind with The Walking Dead. I just started to watch the last season now because I had to wait till I could tape them. And by the way, the live bait episode, it didn't tape. I don't understand that. It was supposed to tape live bait, and then it only taped a minute of the show behind it. I was really mad about that because now I'm stuck and I got to wait for a rerun or Netflix or something. But I guess one of you had about a month or two ago asked me about this illness that the people were having on The Walking Dead in the prison where they were coughing up blood and they were getting sick and they died. All right. And again, I don't want to ruin it for you. No spoiler alert. But you asked if that could have been tuberculosis and what are they doing going to get antibiotics? What would they use? And I guess one of the medicines you had written down had a veer in it. Well, I finally saw that episode, so I know what you were talking about, where I guess they're looking for an antiviral medication, right, as well as bacteria, etc. All right. I mean, my guess is if they're coughing up blood, it's probably some weird respiratory infection, obviously. All right. Possibly bacterial. But when I saw the episode, I'm like, oh, okay, that's probably tuberculosis. I get that. So I'm sorry that it took me a while to answer you back. I mean, I can't be as up-to-date on all these shows as possible. But Walking Dead, for me, it's kind of getting harder to watch. You know, because what happens is before I work out at night, I've been working out at night now because I get up so early in the morning, you know, I'll eat dinner and then I'll watch some TV before I work out. Well, I can't watch that after I eat. It's just a little too bloody, and it's not regular blood, like doctor-type, you know, blood that I see in my office. It's like very disgusting venous blood because obviously zombies are dead, so it's kind of like purple-black blood. It's kind of disgusting. So I have a tough time watching it, but I am going to make sure. I know you guys just all hit your season finale yesterday. I haven't gotten there yet, so nobody ruin it for me. But, yeah, my guess it was something very similar to tuberculosis, so I hope that helps. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of tuberculosis, apparently U.S. Airway passengers from a flight from Texas to Arizona Saturday, all right, had been notified that they all might have been exposed to tuberculosis. This occurred on U.S. Airways Express Flight 2846 from Austin to Phoenix, operated by Mesa Air. Apparently, a passenger told ABC 15 that she, her husband, and a 10-year-old daughter were just minutes away from deploying at Sky Harbor Airport in Phoenix. I've been to that airport many times. When suddenly, a group of paramedics boarded the aircraft and removed a man who was sitting in front of them. That stinks. According to the woman, one of the first responders had made an announcement that all 74 people aboard the plane, including two pilots and two flight attendants, should get tuberculosis shots after allegedly being exposed to the obviously contagious illness, potentially deadly as well. This had been reported by Mail Online. Now, this is very interesting because tuberculosis, you know, it's still common. It's not the leading cause of death like it used to be. At one time in the U.S., it was because it's spread airborne. All right. I mean, very, very deadly, just very similar to like what you saw with The Walking Dead. All right. But we still don't have confirmation that that patient did actually have TB. We're probably going to have to wait for the acid-fast bacteria stains of the sputum. Sometimes you could run a quantiferon. There's a few things we could do to figure out. Just giving him a TB test to see if it comes up indurated doesn't necessarily mean he has it. Now, symptoms of tuberculosis, of course, would be chest pain, a horrible cough, coughing up blood, weight loss, weakness, fever, chills, etc. Right? They used to call it consumption. People would die of consumption, all right? And these are things that you need to treat with medications. And the treatment of TB can be anywhere from 6 months to a year, right? As well as prophylactic prevention. And so if anybody was exposed, if this gentleman did have tuberculosis, and then anybody that was exposed, they would have to be on prophylaxis medication. Pretty scary stuff. Now, according to the airline representative, the man was cleared to fly in Austin, but when the plane was in the air, the TSA changed his status to no fly after learning of his medical problem, but he was already in the plane. Apparently, about 2 hours after takeoff, the aircraft stopped short of the terminal while officials contacted the CDC. First responders then boarded the plane. That stinks. You know, it makes you wonder. You're like, why would you keep everybody on the plane next to them? You know, why just let, you know. Anyway, passenger on the plane said they waited for about 20 minutes in an isolated area of the tarmac. A flight attendant asked a slender man to put on a medical mask before he was escorted off the plane by firefighters. Oh, that is scary. Now, then the question arises, All right. The question arises, what screening is done medically? Okay, I mean, I get on planes all the time, and the only thing they ask me is if the bag was out of my vision or out of my possession for any time. And, as, you know, could anybody have altered the bag or messed with the bag? And then they ask if the kids are mine. You know, I always try to think if I can make a run for it, but I don't. All right, I fess up and I say, no, the kids are mine. They're the ones that have been fighting in the line and acting up and embarrassing me, but yeah, they're my kids. But that's it. Nobody asks if I've had a cough. Nobody asks if I have any swine flu, avian flu type symptoms. Nobody asks me those things. And I, you know, so you kind of wonder, how did somebody find out the man had tuberculosis to begin with? Now, let's say somebody needs oxygen coming up. Not all tuberculosis patients, you know, will be walking around with oxygen, obviously. And not all tuberculosis patients even know that they have tuberculosis. Alright, and so, you know, do we need to change our policy and make sure that before people travel, they get screened? Now remember Ellis Island, you would be screened for eye disease, lung disease, etc. before coming into the country. What about getting on a plane? Now, how do you do that during cough and cold season and flu season? People have coughs and colds all the time. They have ear infections, they have bladder infections, they have prostatitis, right? You know, there's a variety of conditions people have at any one time on the plane. I always size people up, too. I always size people up because, if I think I'm the only doctor on board, I need to know what I'm dealing with and which row, et cetera. Because every now and then there's a code on the plane and I'm the only one there. So I'm very, very comfortable with, you know, being a doctor on a plane. It's just I try to size everybody up. We've talked about the trick of, you know, if you don't want anybody to sit next to you on one of those Southwest Airlines flights where people don't have assigned seating, just sit there and wear a mask. People don't want to sit next to somebody who's wearing a mask. All right? I would actually fear somebody not wearing a mask. All right? Because the average tuberculosis patient doesn't know they have tuberculosis until they get sick. So, interesting. I don't know where this goes. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. One topic we're going to talk about in this next hour is a disabled baby that was denied a heart transplant. Okay? We're going to talk about this case. As we're rationing organs, what happens as kids start to get kicked off the transplant list? Okay, nobody wants to tolerate any child being kicked off the transplant list. But as we saw with that one child who, I guess was non-compliant in school and non-compliant with his doctor visits, he originally got kicked off the transplant list and then luckily with media attention he got back on it. All right, what is going on in terms of the, you know, decision-making process? And, how is this going to factor out as we're coming into the decade of rationing? So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to be talking about how extra insulin produced by diabetics could possibly cause Alzheimer's. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
You better hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You better hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.